Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Tuesday, July 18th, 2023. I am Salad Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And welcome, welcome, wherever you are listening, whatever platform, whether you are listening live or you are listening on the replay. Welcome, and as always, thank you. Much appreciated. Hey, bro, welcome. You are number one today. Welcome back. Hey, Frankie, what's going on, girl? Welcome, welcome. And as always, I also hope everyone is having a wonderful day. It is a beautiful day. It is a beautiful hot day here in sunny Southern California. Hey, Lou, welcome. Welcome back. Hey, Minnesota. Hey, friend. How are you? Let's see what kind of discussion we are going to have today. I guess it's hot everywhere this time of year. You guys can't hear me gulping my water. Hey, GP. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome. Okay, so today, it may be morally wrong, but I chose not to help and something bad happened. So, if I'm correct, and bro, you're going to have to help me out on this one, or Lou, or whomever. Hey, Shelby. But didn't they pass a law like 20 years ago where they said that something about a citizen's law that if you gave someone CPR and you broke their ribs or something and you weren't a doctor or ER or EMT or something like that. Hey, Patty Deb, welcome. Didn't they say something like, you're not responsible? And also, I know this is not a law, but it's not a crime not to help someone. So, it may be morally wrong, but what if I choose not to help you? What if I see you stranded on the highway, or you have a flat tire, or you're getting mugged, or you're getting murdered? I mean, what if anything is going on and I choose not to help? Can you sue me? Can you come back and say that you should have? Back in the 60s, I think it was, 63, 64 in New York, when that woman was murdered and like 40 people were looking out their window and everyone closed their blinds and no one said anything. It may be morally wrong, but is it wrong? So that's where I'm going. Hey, bro, welcome. You here? Okay, he's going to come back. He always has to come back. Hold on, let me invite him back up.
You hear me now, Solid?
I can hear you now.
I must didn't pay my black tax. I must didn't pay my taxes for being black. Let me say this, Solid, because they do that to me every time on your show.
I know.
Every episode, I got to leave and come back. No, what it actually was, Solid Blue, it wasn't that they closed their curtains and didn't help her. It was actually a parade with tens of thousands of people walking past the house. The cops who were investigating, they were so confused. They was like, how could this many people allow that to happen? They got a psychologist from Italy, and they got one from Germany. And together, they investigated that, and they said that it was a mob mentality. They said if one person would have helped that lady, she would have never died because everybody else would have helped. Because they said if one person helped, everybody around them felt obligated.
But, okay, but should you, again, I'm going on the moral and ethical thing here. Should you feel obligated to help someone?
Well, you know, if you got a CPR certification, right? Say, for instance, you CPR certified, and they found out you drove past somebody that CPR could have helped, you know, it's a law that will send you to jail for that.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Okay, so let's say, but you're not CPR, and you're trying to help.
Then you don't have to help.
Okay, so what if I see you getting attacked in the supermarket parking lot, and I don't like you, and I just don't like you. I mean, I know you, we know each other, whatever, and I don't like you, you don't like me, and I see this is happening to you, and I get in my car and I go home. I mean,
I look at it like this, Solid, whether I like you or not. Not just based on me knowing you, just based on you being somebody in debt. Now, if I had my AK-47 on me and I could walk up like Schwarzenegger, I'm coming anyway because I might be wanting to see what my gun could do. But the thing about it is I wouldn't expect somebody to put themselves in harm's way to help somebody and get killed in the process and didn't have no... Like the shooter in the Tops. Why would you try to stop him from shooting somebody and you don't have what it takes to render him useless? You just need to get out the store.
Okay. All right. And the Good Samaritan law, that is what GP said. That was the law that I was thinking of. He says it doesn't fully protect you. So how does it not fully protect you? And a formal welcome to Brina and Humble Dog. So what does not, when you say it doesn't fully protect you, GP, what do you mean? Or bro, do you know what GP means when he says the Good Samaritan law? In fact, I'm looking it up now. What do you mean when you say it doesn't fully protect you?
It's been such a long time since I was on that, because you know that's a very old law. That law been in existence for like at least 35 years.
Yeah, that's the law that I was thinking of. Let's see. Well, okay, it says in California there is no duty to rescue or assist another person who is in danger or in an emergency situation, and then in other states, must act in good faith without the expectation of reward or money. Must be providing emergency medical or non-medical assistance. Assisting someone at the scene of a life-threatening emergency. So, I mean, but I'm just saying, just on the ethical side. Okay. Put it like this: you go to the hospital, and you go to the ER, and the doctor who is going to, you know, fix, you know, take that bullet out or you know, you were on site at work and, you know, a beam fell on your chest and you're bleeding out, whatever. And this doctor who is coming to assist you is someone that you may have run his child over as a DUI and you got off. Is that doctor legally obligated to help you, or can he back out because it's a conflict of interest if something goes wrong? You understand what I'm saying?
Because if something happened to you, they could say he killed you.
Right. Well, so that doctor is not legally or ethically have to help you because there's a conflict of interest there, right?
Yes. But not only that, anybody could just see something going wrong and go home and go to bed. But the thing about it is, even when you watch some of the most monumental events happening in America, the majority of the people tried to help. Do you remember the Twin Towers going down that mm-hmm. morning mm-hmm. in 2001? Mm-hmm. It was so many people going in and out trying to help and say, because they didn't know what the final result was going to be. But I believe that even if some of them knew what it was going to be, they knew they was risking their lives to go in there and save them people. So put it this way, I just don't think that the majority of the people would probably be just as unethical as most. You understand what I'm saying?
But okay, but bro, is it being unethical, or is it just the fact that either you cannot help or you just don't want to help? Right. So, I mean, what if I just don't want to help?
No, you got the right to go home and go to bed. But guess what else you got the factor in? That if it's one of your loved ones.
Oh, yeah, of course.
As long as you factor that in, that people ain't got to help your loved ones either, then you could sleep at night.
Absolutely. 100%. You know, and that is something that people, you know, you think about, well, if it was your son, daughter, mother, father, husband, wife, you know, wouldn't you want them to help you? But what if you're late for work and your boss said, if you're late one more time, no matter what, you are fired. And then all of a sudden you see somebody, you know, they need help. And it's like, either I help you and get fired and try to explain to my boss, who is not going to listen, or I keep going. And let's say I keep going, but I call somebody and say, hey, there's a lady who just got hit by a car and she needs help. But if I had helped her at that point, maybe she would have lived. But because there was that lag and she didn't get help until maybe 10 minutes later, she died. Should I feel responsible? Should I feel guilty?
Let me say this. I know, but when it comes to a job, I felt like I could get another one. I don't need jobs. Jobs need me. That's how I always felt about jobs. I never had a problem getting one. But I looked at it like this, Solid Bloom. Say, for instance, an old lady was being raped, right? Mm-hmm. And you had your phone and you walked up and was taping it and pulled your gun out. And you stopped it and you shut it down, mm-hmm. right? And you stood there with her till the cops came. Mm-hmm. Don't you know, no matter who your boss is, if he don't see you as a hero after that, then you don't need his job.
Okay. All right. But you do know that everybody's not necessarily going to think like that.
Yes, but it don't matter. And that's why you determine what your future is and not your boss.
Okay. All right. All right. So once again, going back to if it's morally wrong or ethically wrong, you hear all the time where you see videotapes of things, you know, like happening and everything. And somewhere in the comments, because I always read what people are saying, there's always somebody who says, instead of videotaping it, why didn't you call for help? Instead of videotaping it, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Don't you think that the videotape is just as important as calling for help? So meaning while you're videotaping it, could you expect, well, I'm taping it. Couldn't somebody else help or whatever? But you understand what I'm saying? Like, isn't that tape just as important as
the videotape is the most important part.
Right.
Because whenever cops are in trouble, guess what they always question, no matter where the video started? Well, you ain't see what happened in the first 30 seconds.
Right.
See, if a tape is running, they can't say that. That's why if I'm helping somebody, I'm recording as I'm helping them. Because
but
I
that's okay, but that's hand. But that's okay, but that's okay, but that's hard to do because if you have to render CPR or if you're, you know, pulling somebody's off that's attacking someone, you can't do that with one hand. You have to have,
you know what you can have? You can have in your car one of those phone stands and put your phone on it and angle it at the scene.
Yeah, but your car may not be, I mean, you could be coming out of the store or around the corner and your car is parked at, you know, in the lot, you know, that's around the corner. What are you going to do? You're going to run and get your car and drive up? Get it
because you know why? Because I want to put myself in a safe zone because somebody could be like, hey man, what you raping that? Because you in her mouth like you kissing her or something. See, because you got the tape show what's actually happened as opposed to using allowing stupid people to use their imagination.
No, I mean, I totally get that, but I'm just saying that I think that, you know, and people on the panel, y'all are going to disagree with me. I think it is that tape is more important sometimes than actually helping the person, especially if that person is doing something wrong to that other person. That tape is important.
The tape is so important. So do you know, it was a lawyer that was walking down the street in New York. He saw a black lady and just snatched her wig off her head.
I saw that.
Do you know that tape was enough to lose him his job? And see, people don't understand the power of footage.
So this is where I'm saying, so that's where, so I don't want to get all into the footage thing and everything. I want to get back to the moral part of it. So is it morally wrong not to help, but I am taping?
All right, put it this way. The only time I would have a moral problem with somebody not helping is if they are in a position to help. Everything that's happening, you ain't in a position to help. If you ain't never gave CPR before, you don't know how to do that. If you don't have a gun and people is around getting robbed at gun, you can't help with that. It's certain stuff that you can't. All I look at it is help in the things that you can. Do you know another videotape, the dude that punched the lady in the face and her son shot and killed them? Don't you know if those men that were in there would have fought that man, she'd have never had to call her son in there. Because those men in there, instead of stopping it, they ran out. So she ain't have no choice but to call her son.
Okay.
If those men would have stopped that, nobody would have been there.
Do you think that's necessarily, I mean, because the bottom line is, okay, so again, some people question that because he was shot in the back and they shot him again as he was running away. So was that morally wrong or was he morally wrong as soon as he decided that he was going to knock her upside the head? And whether or not the men in that store stopped him or not, uh-huh, he was morally wrong because he never should have did what he did.
All right, let me say this. Let me say this. I just look at stuff from the perspective of the I have factor. I have daughters. And I would really like to think that if it's 50 men somewhere, and one of my daughters was being accosted, that one out of 50 might just have the, you know, the testicular fortitude to want to do something about it. And hopefully they're in a position to do something about it and still keep their life. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally get it. But unfortunately, though, bro, we don't live in that type of world, because a lot of people nowadays are so desensitized to what is going on that it's like, oh, well, I didn't call, but maybe the guy in the next car did, or maybe that guy will help, or maybe that lady will do this, or maybe that, you know, this is the world that we live in now.
Do you know what? About the end or the beginning of this year, it was an old lady shopping, and a dude ran past her, grabbed her pocketbook, and just pum, ran out the store. Mm-hmm. Another dude just took off like he was the O.J. Simpson story. Tracked dude down like O.J. jumping over turnstiles and beat the brake off a dude and got that lady her pocketbook back. Don't you know when the cops caught him, they made him a hero. He went downtown. He was celebrated. They gave him the key to the city. What I'm saying is ain't a lot of old school people did that, but it's enough to make a difference.
Okay. All right. I have a by the way, I have not OJ jumping over the turnstiles. I remember those commercials. I haven't seen that in a long time. Hey, GP, welcome.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good, good, good.
So the topic you have today, it reminds me of in high school how I never got in trouble in school. It was the first time I got in trouble. This was my junior year, and this is at the end of school. Like, you know, school was over. We're just waiting for our rides to pick us up. And this rebellious teenager just cussing, yelling at her mom in front of everybody. And the mom says, let's go, let's go. And she pushed her mom in front of everybody. You know, we're all just kids watching this. And the mom got pissed, took off her earrings, and they started going at it. And, of course, the mom, being the mom, she has experience. She beat her pretty bad, like fist fighting. Nobody jumped in. Nobody did nothing because, like, you know, everybody saw, like, well, that's mom and daughter. But everybody, when the cops got there, they all put us in suspension for a week for not doing nothing.
Okay, so for something like that, when I was growing up, if I did that to my mother and she wailed on me in front of everyone, that would have been it. The cops wouldn't even have been called. It would have been like, you got your butt kicked by your mother because you did something you weren't supposed to do. So as teenagers, how are you supposed to intervene, like you said, between mother and daughter? And it was clear that the daughter did something wrong.
Right, right. We're on the same team, but to the cops, we did a bad deed by not jumping in.
But what are you jumping in to do?
To hold the mom back. In our eyes, you know, you don't put your hands on your parents.
Right. You don't put your hands right. So did anything happen to the daughter?
I don't know exactly what happened afterwards, but I just remember that the school resource officers, the cops, you know, they belong to the school. That's where they operate. But everybody, there must have been like a dozen of us that watched the whole thing.
But did the daughter get put in detention also?
I don't know. I didn't see her in ISS. I don't know what happened on her back.
Okay, so on a moral side, now I'm bringing in the legal side. The legal side, the moral side, the ethical side, whatever. As a parent, if you put my child in detention because they did not do anything to help, I would be suing you. How are you going to give my child detention because they chose not to intervene between a mother and a daughter?
Exactly. Like I said, you and I are on the same team. But like I said, to us, it's like, well, you know, you show respect to your folks. You don't put your hands on your parents. And, you know, if your mom has to beat your ass because you got to learn the hard way, well, that's on you. And yeah, that girl learned the hard way. You know, mom can throw it down. But like I said, we only got in trouble, which I never understood because we were just bystanders and we didn't do nothing. But in our behalf, you know, that's not our fight.
So GP, so you look at something on a, okay, so nowadays we live in a society where if you see a parent touching a child, oh my God, don't do that. I'm going to call, you know, the Child Protective Services and this and that. And, you know, don't do this to children, you know, but at the same time, what are children doing to adults? You have, you know, grandparents that are getting beat up by their grandkids and what have you. Yep. So it seems like there's more outrage in terms of parents doing stuff to children when children, some children are just as bad. And I think some people raise their kids, you know, to where, oh, I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to touch my child. I'm never going to do this. Yeah, but that child sometimes turns out to be a fuck you kid. And when I say a fuck you kid, I'm talking about they're saying fuck you, you know?
No, exactly. No, no, we're on the same page. And I mean, that's just the world we live in now. It's not the same. The way you grew up, the way society was, is a whole nother level now. We give too much power to the kids these days now.
So is it morally wrong to hit your child? I'm not saying beat them. I'm saying to hit them. If you see me reprimanding my child in the store and I'm swatting him on his butt, do you have the right to call CPS because I did this?
Like, now, hey, it depends on how you're looking. Are you looking crazy when you do it? Or are you just...
when parents get upset then, because I know there have been times when my child didn't, you know, got very few spankings because he was a good child. But, you know, I could have been looking crazy, but what is crazy? What may be crazy, now, you may not be crazy to somebody else.
Put it this way. You know, if you're talking to people, you could pretty much say anything, right? As long as you keep a tone that's respectable.
But wait, are you saying to my child or?
What I'm saying is, if your actions is looking a step above normal, because the average person that, you know, disciplining a child might pick them up, hold them and smack them on the little buttocks and put them down and keep it. But if you swinging on them, like, you know, you got a knife in your hand trying to poke, somebody is supposed to call the police on you. It depends on how you looking when you exacting that judgment. How does it look to the rest of the people?
But what if I get that one person who's in the crowd who just feels like, I don't care. You should never, ever hit children, period. I don't care what it is.
Then witnesses tell the cops, well, no, this she just crazy. Then they'll tell your side. Because if you ain't looking crazy while you doing it, then people ain't saying nothing wrong. They'd be like, officer, she just picked them up and spanked them. But if you throwing them up against the cookies and all kind and kicking him in his butt, now somebody's supposed to call the police. Come on, Solid, you know that.
Are you saying that the punishment has to fit the crime? No, I'm not saying
that the punishment has to fit the crime. I'm saying that when you commit the crime in public, it better look a certain level of decent so that the public don't misinterpret it.
You know what, bro? Then my mother should have been in CPS jail many times because...
But you know, Solid, at that time, it was a different... If you was called up to the school and you beat your child... All them years ago, Solid Blue, let me say this. The school almost rewarded the parent for doing what they wanted to do to that child. Now, it's this thing where they want to separate the kids. They want to take, your kids are actually wards of the state at birth. Did you know that? When a child is born, neither parent is the legal guardian.
Okay, but look at what Lou says. He says everybody can do what they want with their own kids, just not in public, right?
In public is
okay. Now he got a point because he said as long as it's not under the watchful eye of other people to be interpreted or misinterpreted, yes, that's true. But if you out in public, it gotta kind of look respectable. So people ain't looking at you like, that's a crazy lady with that kid.
You know, bro, you know, I'm sorry because I look at kids that are growing up to today, and I grew up old school. I raised my son old school. And I look at kids today, and I agree with what Brina said when she says sometimes kids need a pow-pow. Sometimes, you know, you have
okay, to. Okay, but yes. Take them home and do that. Don't do it outside and give other people the ability to be a jury over how you exacting it.
If well, that's I mean, the case, okay, but okay, but by the time you get home, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I think it was it Ace who said this on a previous show, and I was like, right, you know, before you got out the car, my mother would tell my sister and I, don't do this, don't do this. If you do this, I'm going to do this, and mm-hmm. you would see, you know, and we would see people, you know. Back in the day, they're spanking their kids in the middle of the store, you know.
But even then, Solid Blue, I still, even when I was a child, I used to see kids in toy stores and supermarkets catching temper tantrums. And I used to remember saying, damn, I couldn't do that with my mom or dad.
Nope.
See, every child ain't raised the same, no this matter is what, what this area.
Is,
and this,
right. So
different times,
this
man.
Is where I'm saying I think that right,
GP, no, different but times I, don't matter. But see, it's the, just I, bad parenting.
It's correct, but again, but what right do you have to tell me if I'm, and I understand what you're saying, bro. I understand that some people to take it too far, but if I'm disciplining my child because they're uh-huh. acting up at that moment, I'm not going to wait until we get home. I'm going to do something right then and there because they need to know that I'm still in this store shopping. I still uh-huh. need to do this. You're going to uh-huh. act right,
all right
right now. Well, if you're going to act case, right now.
All you got to do is be concerned with how you look when you're doing it. That's all you got.
So I'm supposed to have a smile on my face.
No, you ain't got to have a smile. No, see, you're reducing what I'm saying.
No, I understand what you're saying.
No, Solid, because you just reduced what I said. Check this out.
Bro, I understood what you were saying. I understood what you were saying. I was not trying to reduce it.
Let me ask you this.
Go on.
Does it matter how a jury see that tape when it's your child?
Oh yeah, definitely. But at the same time, I would tell that jury, you may uh-huh. have thought that I went too far, but you okay. know, in terms of like discipline, and you look at all these crazy kids that are running around now uh-huh. that have turned into fuck you kids. You know, it's like, well, maybe if your mother or father had kicked your ass in the middle of Walmart.
Exactly.
You uh-huh. wouldn't have turned out like that.
And that's exactly. true. But at the same time, their goal is to take your kids.
And we I understand under- that too. I totally understand that.
See, because Solid, you could tell the jury, well, you know, I know y'all felt this way, but then they could come right back and tell you, we know that you thought that we misinterpreted this, but we found you guilty on all charges. See, it don't matter what you tell them. What matters is how that tape looked, how that whooping looked, and whether or not you get found guilty or innocent. That's all that matter. That's why you got to be real mindful at all times at how you looking in society.
Exactly. Yeah, because, I mean, you're going to be judged. Whatever you do, somebody's going to pull out a phone, record you, and a video can be interpreted so many different ways. So
exactly. At that
point, you're just rolling dice. You don't know what's going to happen to you. But it goes back to what Solid said originally. I mean, it's on the basis of morally. Is it morally right to discipline your kid like that or not morally to do so?
I think any type of ass whooping is moral. I want to open up an ass whooping consortium. So people can send their kids to me and I can whoop their ass. Listen, check this out. Even if somebody opened up an ass-whooping consortium, they got to be careful even how they do what they do in there. Because anybody that's practicing abuse is going to prison.
Okay, see, so bro, let me ask this. Do I have the moral right? I don't even want to say moral, but do I have the right? And I'm not saying put my hands on your child, but to discipline your child when they're at my house.
Nah, you don't. But if you're watching somebody's children and they acting in your house like they act in their home, you know what you got the right to do? Whatever their parents is doing, you got the right to cut that short and say, come get these motherfuckers. You got the right to do that.
So you're saying that if your child, because I have done this to people's kids and they've gotten mad and I'm like, y'all need to leave right now. Coming in my house and they just ran in, running around, started jumping on my furniture. I said, get your ass off my furniture. You are not at home. And their mother said, well, you don't have to talk to them like that. I'm sorry. I'm like, excuse me? My son would never run into your house, whatever. See, I think I didn't touch him, but I have the right to discipline. I have the right to say, don't do that. Stop it.
Exactly.
That is in my house. So, but yes, and I'm still going to tell you to come and pick your kid up, or if you're there with them, to all y'all leave. But I have the right to verbally discipline your child.
Amen. Amen to that. But now you don't have the right to do elbow to the neck.
No. I said that I'm not going to physically hit them, but I'm going to verbally tell them to. I'm going to tell them to sit their ass down. So, okay. So let me ask this: You're at the airport. You're getting on the plane, and everybody's putting their stuff in the overhead, and there's someone who is struggling. And you don't help them. Are you morally wrong? And people are kind of looking at you like, well, dang, you standing right next to this lady. You standing right next to this man. Why can't you help them? Maybe I can't barely put my own bag up. Maybe I can't, whatever. Maybe I just don't want to. Am I morally wrong?
No.
Okay.
No, because at that point, you can, like, if they're carrying something they're not supposed to, and you're over here helping out, that weight can fall on you.
And see, and GP, and I agree with that 100%, because did you know that legally the flight attendants do not have to help you? They are not there to put your baggage up if it's too heavy. And they even say, if you cannot lift your own bags, the flight attendants, whatever, they are not supposed to help you.
Yeah, because they could get hurt.
Because they can get hurt, and they are not covered. They are not covered if they get hurt. And I'm bringing that up because I have seen it many times with people in the airport where people are saying, well, you're not, helping me, whatever. And it's like, if you can't lift it, don't bring it. So, hey, crazy.
Howdy. I'm driving, so hopefully there's no echo. And I just wanted to say, if I'm standing next to somebody and they can't put their overhead in, right, whatever, and I can't, don't want to, whatever, and then someone says to me something, I'm like, why don't you get your ass up and do it instead of telling me about worrying about what I'm doing and whether I'm helping. You don't have to help nobody do nothing. You know what I mean? That's the right thing. Well, okay. Well, just like you said, how do you know that it's not hard for me to lift my hands over my head already because of something? Who knows? So you're automatically prejudging just that I just didn't want to help. Well, why are you talking and not getting your ass up and doing it? You know what I mean? Like, why are you telling me about it? If you're so worried about it, why don't you get up and help?
Right.
And the flight attendants don't have to. By law, nobody has to help anybody unless it's an urgent situation. You know, I mean, you can't render aid is different than helping somebody in a situation. But like so many people take that, like flight attendants and stuff like that. First of all, they don't have insurance. They pay for their own insurance. I don't believe they have insurance.
They do not.
If they drop that on somebody, they are now held liable for that person's injuries. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you right now that there's a lot of moral versus I don't want to help because people want to sue everybody and want to, you know, oh, well, you know, literally helping somebody off the ground. If they fall again and injure themselves, they can sue you for that. Well, you tried to help me up, but you pulled too hard and pulled my arm out of socket or whatever it is.
Well, that's why we were talking before you came on. That's why we were talking about the good Samaritan law. Hey, Grit, welcome. You know, so if you do pull somebody's arm out of the socket, you can't sue because I tried to help you. I just, you know, went too far.
They'll try it, though. Rendering aid, like somebody had a something the other day we were talking about. Listen, if somebody is if they're dying, you know, having a heart attack, an accident, something, if you fail to stop to render aid to somebody who's in critical condition, that is against the law. If you see it, just like these people that I think we talked about, this people that are recording people that are getting beat up and laying on the ground, mutilated, that is against the law. I don't know why people aren't getting arrested for recording people and not
calling 911, but crazy again. We talked about this right before you popped on. See, I think that the video is more important than the crime. Depending upon what the crime is, because George Floyd and Rodney King would have been looked at completely different if it weren't for the video. There are certain things that you need that video.
Yeah, but you don't need 45 people videoing that.
True. You are right.
And that's not fail to render aid. That's actually not against the law because they were peace officers. I'm talking about if like. You see somebody I think it's more if you did it, the act, you know what I'm saying? And you know, you fail to like do something, you know, you get mad at somebody. Now this is a little extreme. You run them over with your car, but you didn't mean it, but you leave them there. That's another charge. Fail to render aid because you failed to go back and make sure that there was fail to render aid just means that you didn't call any kind of emergency, you didn't try to get some help. It doesn't mean that you're not re-videoing, that nothing like that. What it means is that you sat there and watched somebody. If that person dies while you're recording and you never even attempted, that should be against the law, and I'm pretty sure that it is.
Okay.
Now, you don't need a video while someone's bleeding to death. They already got beat up. The video's over. Call 911.
Let me say this real quick. Do you know, without video footage, a lot of the events that have happened in the last 15 years would have been unbelievable if you didn't see the tape. The way Philando Castile was shot, had there been no tape, nobody would have believed that. Nobody would have believed.
Yeah, I'm not saying those people. I'm talking about the people that failed to render aid. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm glad people
do video, but there is a lot of video that has nothing to do with someone's outcome. All they're doing is videoing it so they can post it to their damn social media or thinking it's funny that someone's getting jumped or getting shot or getting whatever.
That's what social media has become, a devil's playground, because they make videos like that and those same wicked videos go viral. See, as long as it's enough idiots to participate in idiocy, and you can get rich off of dummies, then people are going to get wealthy all the time. They're going to always choose the wealth.
Okay, well then I go back to my question of, I'm a doctor. I see an accident. I get out to render aid. And I see that this is the person who got off because they killed my daughter. They killed my son. They put them in, you know, it's like, am I obligated to render aid? Because to me, that's a conflict of law.
No, it's not, though. No, it's not. Because if you're using conflict of law or conflict of interest, then you're bypassing a law. A law is a law.
But what if something what if something happens? What if something happens to that person and you say, well, you didn't do this right, or you purposely did that, then all of a sudden I'm up for medical you know, practice, whatever, when I was really, when I didn't do anything wrong, but something just happened to go wrong. That's why, okay. That's why they record that shit. I don't think I don't think doctors should treat people who they have been sued, who if they've been any been in any
well they're not allowed to thing, though whatever. Most of the
right,
time
so, right, so this is to. Right so this is what I'm saying. So if I'm the doctor and I get out and I see this person and this person has done this wrong to me, whatever,
but you added another variable. At first it was just if I saw the guy and it was the guy who killed my person, you see, because you're adding variables to it. Here's what happens. I'm going to tell you something that's going to sound bad. Regardless of what your personal moral vendettas are, the law is the law. So
okay, and I understand that. But what I'm saying, but where this is, but where it's wrong is the fact you can say the law is the law. But let's say that, you know, for whatever reason, something didn't work out or whatever, and something happened to you, and you know, I severed something, whatever. Then it turns into, well, you took this out on me, and you blame me. That is why. See, I'm gonna have to research that because I'm sorry.
You're overthinking that a little bit because hold on. What you're not considering is this. When suing, when insurance and doctors and all that stuff, there are specific guidelines they have to go by. And if they have done any kind of malpractice or worked on somebody or been banned from, they can't. So first of all, if you're in there when that person is being worked on, you're not supposed to be. So now you're held accountable because you shouldn't have been in there because you're already in conflict with that person.
Okay. So again, I say, and I'm throwing this in there, what if it's my neighbor who I have just had this knockdown, drag out? I mean, we hate each other. We hate each other. I mean, and he's out, you know, doing his lawn one day, and he falls out, and I see him. Am I obligated to go help him because I'm a medical professional, because I'm a doctor, I'm an EMT? Am I obligated to? I can't stand this man. So if I do something wrong.
You're obligated to render aid. And if you're found to have known that somebody, let's say somebody, I'm just telling you, by law, that's why I told you that regardless of any variable you can throw in there, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you, I'd be on your side. Obviously, I'd be like, I don't get, you know what I'm saying?
But crazy, are you saying that you're obligated as a medical person or?
No, as a person, that's a law.
Okay.
It's against the law to not render aid. It doesn't matter if you hate that person or not.
Because I'm looking at this and it says there is no general duty to come to the rescue of another. A person cannot be held liable for doing nothing while another person is in peril. And I think that's where the good Samaritan.
If your neighbor fell and you didn't render, I just want you to know this. If your neighbor fell, you didn't render aid. You saw them and it was caught on tape, and I'm talking about proof. I'm not talking about word of mouth because that's garbage.
Uh-huh.
The guy, you know, falls, hits his head, bleeds out on the sidewalk, and you saw that and caught on tape and walked away. You will go to jail for that. I promise you. If you go to court, they will find you guilty.
So do you consider rendering aid physically going to help them or just calling?
All I said was that's contacting emergency contact, not touching. Nobody said anything about touching. All you have to do is at more or less rendering aid means doing something and not just walking the fuck away. You see what I'm saying? Like I didn't say you gotta touch anybody, but you can't by law. If you were on tape and you stood over this guy, you'll fuck that guy. And he died out on the sidewalk and you didn't try to do anything and they can prove that, you can go to jail for that. Okay, you don't have to touch him.
I'm reading a case about what we're talking about right now. And I don't know, but I'm going to say this. If there is somebody, and I hear what you are saying, but again, it comes down into that moral thing. It's like, and I understand what you're saying about, you know, put your how you feel about this person, whatever, but I think
would no, be I didn't say that. All I said is by law, you're supposed to do it or you can go to jail. I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not saying that I wouldn't walk away. That's why I'm saying morals beside doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in the public eye. Do you understand? Under video proof, stuff like that. Rendering aid case can't be done by word of mouth. It has to be proven by video, and somebody would have to contest it. Do you see what I'm saying? Like somebody would have to be like, look, Solid was standing right there and this homie hit his head. She didn't do shit. I have it on video that she walked away. She didn't call 911. She didn't do nothing. There's no calls to 911, whatever. You can. What I'm saying is you can go to jail. Morally beside, who's to judge? Who's supposed to judge anybody else? Nobody, because you don't know the situation. You don't know the variables. You don't know what's going on. You don't truthfully know if they didn't render aid by calling 911. But if it goes to court, they're going to pull 911 calls. I'm just saying by law, you have to by law. You don't have to touch them, but by law, you have to render aid, which means calling the neighbor to call 911 because you don't got a fault, whatever. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to touch anybody. Rendering aid doesn't mean you have to go over there and, like, do anything.
This is an interesting conversation because I can take this in so many different ways, because even the rendering AA thing, you know, it's like, I don't know.
It's a very highly gray area.
It is very gray, but the, you know, so I don't know.
Well, the justice system itself is a gray area, but let's not talk about that.
Okay. Juju says, is it okay for parents to use every swear word in the book on the child, but not tap them? See, I think swearing at kids is worse than spanking them. But that's just me.
What'd you say? What's worse than spanking them?
I think swearing at kids is worse than spanking them. I think using verbal of.
But George Floyd was different. There was aid on the set. You can't be held accountable if aid is already there and you're just watching and videotaping. Okay, you can't.
Okay, wait. What are you talking? Okay, what are you talking
just
about?
Juju said something in the chat about George Floyd. I was like, yeah, but it was the cops killing him, so the aid was the one killing the man. So
exactly.
Okay.
You can't be held accountable for that. Who are you going to call? Call 911 and the cops standing right. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't. That's all I'm saying is, like, it's a really gray area, but it's a strict law. And if you're found, I've known people to go to jail for that. But again, it has to be contested by somebody. They can't, you know, somebody has to go, oh, well, guess who saw them and didn't do shit. Now it's a problem. You see, like, it's not a just like automatic type thing. It's something that has to be brought to somebody's attention. So that would be on based on the morals of that person and what they think your morals are about, right? Or if someone wants to, someone don't like you, Solid, and they're like, oh, okay, well, now I got you, because
really, really here you quick. Are. Let me say this really quick. The reason why so many people were videotaping the George Floyd incident is because they couldn't believe what they were looking at. And there were people who were calling 911. But the irony of it is 911 wasn't going to stop the ordeal, because if they were, there were three other cops standing right next to them that never did anything.
EMTs, there was everybody. Nobody was going to stop that. The supervisor was there, the guy's overhead guy. Like, everybody was there. What were they supposed to do? You're going to get in trouble for even, they're going to call it interfering.
The supervisor was the one who was committing the main act.
Yeah, wasn't it or something? I don't even remember, but I know they were all there. So People were calling 911. They were on the phone with 911 screaming.
They're videotaped calling 911. If there is actual footage where you're hearing people talking to 911 as it's being videotaped.
Yeah. Yep. That's the worst part about that. You're fighting a system that you can actually go to jail for interfering with the justice system, even though it was not justice. You see what I'm saying? So when you're talking about morals, you got a really trashy justice system. And where's their morals? You know what I mean? So
morality doesn't exist anymore. That don't exist anymore. Once morality come back into existence, then you can have a conversation of morality. But right now, all of this decadence and filth that's going on, right? Where's the morality? Where is the morality of people just being able to just go into a store and say, I identify as a pack of cookies, so I got to take these out with me because they're a part of my heart.
That's not supposed to be funny, but...
No, but I'm saying that's how it is.
No, I mean, you have a point. I mean, and that's why I said it may be morally wrong, but you know, there's that but, and the variables do come in, because you know, it's like, you know, so many, you know, even if you sit and you people watch, and I have seen people, you know, fuss at their kids, and I've seen them spank their kids, and as a person on the outside looking in, from what I saw a child who did something to their parent that they shouldn't have, and in public, and they got in trouble, period. I'm not going to go run and call CPS and say, oh my God, I'm at the supermarket and this lady or this man just, no.
I had CPS called on me in a Walmart parking lot because I put my hand over my son's mouth and he was screaming. And that dude, like, followed me, took pictures of my license plates. And I was like, dude, what is your problem? He's like, ain't no child screams like that unless they're this and that. And I was like, bro, you have no idea. CPS came all up in the business to the school, talked to the grandparents. And everybody told him that my son throws fits like he sounds like someone's murdering him. It's the truth. You know what I'm saying? But, like, somebody called CPS because that's how he felt that day, because I put my son screaming murder in the parking lot. So I covered his mouth and I did covered his mouth and squeezed his face, and he's lucky he didn't get more than that. So that's why when the dude was like doing that, and I was just like, damn. But when I was a kid, I had CPS come to my house 3 times for things that my neighbors called on, and they didn't do shit about it. Not shit.
Because they weren't trying to take people at the time.
I want to comment on what Lou said. Lou, I never once made George Floyd out to be like he was some upstanding citizen. Okay, you know, because when it comes to
Can I say something? Wait, bro.
Right, I want to say something about this. George Floyd, I never said that George Floyd was, and I am not acting like he is. The act of how he died was wrong. And I hate when people say, oh, well, but they did this, they did that. Rodney King may have done drugs, whatever, but he did not deserve the ass whooping that he got. And we can go back and talk about ass whoopings back through the ages. So that bothers me more than anything when people say
that cop wasn't the judge.
He deserved it, but don't act like that. I am not acting like he was, and what he did to a pregnant woman, okay. But the bottom line is, for what he did, supposedly with a $20 bill, we never heard what happened with that $20. He did not deserve that, and he did not deserve to get a knee on the neck from a man who's supposed to be a law enforcement.
That's right.
Who was smiling while he was doing it. Bro, you can go ahead and say something now.
Sometimes when people make statements, certain statements, that tells you a little bit about two things about them. It tells you, number one, who they are, and it tells you, number two, how they think. You mean, do you know if Donald Trump just left a woman house raping her, and cutting her kid's head off. If he rolled down my block and I blew him away, they're not going to associate him doing what he did with me blowing them away. They're going to look at them as two separate entities. See, they only do that when their mind state is racist and they want to use that as a way. Come on. Do you know if somebody killed Hitler, they wouldn't say, well, Hitler killed 6 million Jews and 2 or 3 million black. They say that individual killed Hitler. They don't do that with the worst white people.
I understand what you're saying.
Really racist. And Lou, somebody need to call that out to him so he'll stop doing that. That's only appreciated on those conservative talk shows where the majority of the people that's on there think just like him.
Okay. Saud?
Yes. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
What, welcome. What would you like to add?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Yeah, welcome.
Did you want to say something? Did you want to add something?
No, I'm just testing the application, you know.
Okay, well then if you're not going to say anything, then I'm going to put you on mute.
Okay.
No, okay. Okay, so I don't know.
That Lou followed up and said my sister was killed by the cops. Well, if your sister was killed by the cops, that's what your mouth say. We don't know because we don't have any docs showing that. But at the same time, if that's the case, you should have been a little bit more empathetic, a little bit more sympathetic, because you know what they do. So 9 times out of 10, I ain't inclined to believe you.
Look, cops don't have their, I don't care what a person did, because personally, yeah, I'm sure he's a piece of shit, whatever I want to think about him. They're not the judge and the jury. That's it. You're not the judgment person of whether you should take a life or not. And did he even know the dude's history? And that's not even why he did that to that guy. You see what I'm saying? Like, he didn't say he was going to kill him because of his past. He did that over what Solid said, over the current incident. So not even knowing the past, he was killed for that. So that's where you're wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Wait. But Lou, hold on, bro. Because Lou, now you're saying because he assaulted a pregnant woman. Do you know how many police officers who have assaulted people who have done nothing wrong? Do you know how many people? I'm listening to what you're saying, and this show is going to go into an entirely different way, because now I'm starting to get angry because the ancestors are starting to speak. You know, I mean, I had two great uncles that were lynched. Why? Because they didn't speak to a white person the right way. What the fuck is the right way? So I don't want to hear about a man assaulting a pregnant woman. I want to know why my two uncles were hanging from a tree with pictures. We have pictures of it, where a whole bunch of white people are standing around laughing, smiling. And history goes back to all the injustices. So I'm sorry, guys. The door was open. I am walking through all the injustices that were done. So I don't want to hear about George Floyd and a pregnant woman when his life was taken over something stupid, And the man could have gotten off of him 5 minutes earlier, three minutes earlier. And the other cops who were with them could have gotten up also. And then they go back and they file a fake report.
He would have got it all to justice. The,
you know, so I'm just saying, you know, if when you say things like that, you know, go back and just look at all the injustices through time that have been done, not just against black people, but against white people too. You know, cops, you know, I'm sorry. You know, people wonder why people don't trust them, because it's those few that go too far. And then, Lou, when you say things like that, I'm sorry. It makes me angry. I had to watch my own father, you know, get beat in our living room by 5 cops. Why? Because what's a N-word doing living in this neighborhood, in this house? While my sister and I'm 6, my sister's 8, being called a pickaninny, and my mother comes running out the room, and they tell her, look, you N, shut up, or we'll do the same thing to you. All because my father was at home during lunch, and he had the front door open, and they thought somebody was breaking in, and my father goes to the front door to open the door. If you're breaking in, are you going to answer the freaking door? You know, so I have stories. I have stories about things that have happened to me physically. So I don't want to hear about George Floyd assaulting a pregnant woman and like that justifies his murder.
They only that when it comes to Black people. Exactly. Yes, they do. They only do that when
Did you know they don't just kill Black people? Cops kill all kinds of people.
No,
they use the deal.
That's a
talking
point.
They use it as a tool.
No, but guess what? When white people kill people, they act as if they're lone wolves. They act as if nobody's helping them. When Black people do stuff, Black Lives Matter is behind that. They did this, they smoked that. They don't do that to white people. All you got to do is check the documents. They don't do that. Because their goal is not to demonize white people. See, if you say a Black man smoked marijuana, they'll say, yeah, well, he should have been killed because he was smoking weed. White people smoke meth and everything else. They don't say stuff like that when they commit crimes.
No, they don't. Because then with Black people, we're on drugs. With white people, it's an epidemic.
That's what I'm saying.
I am sorry. This topic went a different way, but I had to say something because things like that it makes me angry. And in fact, you know, I mean, y'all know how I am. You know, when I'm not on Podbean, you know, I'm on my soapbox. But I am going to say this because this is going to be a topic of one of my TikToks. How are you going to know where I'm at if you haven't been where I've been? Do you understand where I'm coming from? So you haven't been where I've been. Please don't. Because Lou, anyway.
Do you know, Solid, when I was in college, I took a logic and reasoning class. And logic and reasoning was kind of difficult at a time when there was like a slight normalcy in America. Like the climate was nothing like today when I was in college. But if somebody took a logic and reasoning course, right, it'll blow their mind, because logic and reasoning don't happen anymore. You can't practice which no longer exists. You can't do it.
You are right. And I was pre-law, so I had to take those, you know, courses. And, you know, we just live, the world that we live in and the country that we live in is so incredibly screwed up that I'm going back to morals and ethics and everything that, you know, we just don't have it anymore. You know, like I said, I can hear about a mass shooting and I'm so desensitized to it. And I'm just like, oh, you know, a couple of years ago, I would have been like, oh my God. But now it's like.
Do you remember the shooter that shot up Tops in Buffalo, New York during that mass shooting? Do you know they withheld his name for a couple of days just to keep friction down? They would have never did that if he was Black. they would have knew the name of a teenager that day. See, understand the protections that, or I can say the privileges that white people say that they don't have, that they actually do have. Those privileges, they're not provided for black people. They're not provided for black. They don't exist. So when we do things, it's medialized totally different. The dude that died on that train in New York because that man choked him to death. Don't you know they talked about his history of drugs and doing this, doing that? Don't you know that every time it's a white person, they'd be like, well, he was psychotic and he was bullied and he, the narrative is always different. See, when the narrative play out, people don't study the narratives. They just accept it for face value. But if you study the narratives and the way the individuals are talked about, you will see that there's a difference.
Oh, no, people see. People see and people know, but seeing and willing to accept are entirely two different things. Ellie says, well, I'm not living in the U.S., but you can't believe here is racist. We have people with darker skin and some people insult them. But anyway, guys, I'm past my hour. We did get off topic, but I think we had a good discussion. I got on my soapbox. Yes, I did. Crazy, did you want to say any last words?
Well, my point was kind of lost because I was trying to exit out a race there. I know we were a little bit into that, but you got to understand that people in power abuse power regardless. Okay, so we can't hold them to a moral ground. That's why you got to hold yourself to some type of moral ground. Nobody said that we have to, you know, stand on a level moral ground. There's some kind of, you know, meter. But guess what? It's not us or up to anybody here on earth to judge us in the final days. That's all I'm saying. So your morals and my morals are different, and you can't. Nobody should be allowed on this planet to judge another human being regardless. You know what I'm saying? It's not up to you, that person's fate, or whether they, you know, because of their past or however you think or whatever it is, that's not up to you. You know what I mean? So just remember that. That doesn't mean that some people, just put it this way, let them get what they deserve. Don't be the person handing it to them, because regardless of whether you're right or not, doesn't matter. The justice system doesn't see it that way. And also, just so you know, the person upstairs, he also doesn't see it that way. Doesn't give you the power to judge anybody else. Doesn't matter what they did or whatever it is or how you feel about them. You know what I'm saying? So just think about that part of it. So that's where I come from. And trust me when I tell you that I looking at the same things that you talk about, Solid, I get it. Because, you know, turn your head and walk away type of thing, because you know what? You got what you deserve. Yeah, but that's not, you know, you're going to judge yourself. You should judge yourself on that, not, you know, nobody else should be allowed to judge you that way. So it doesn't matter. Like, that whole situation is nobody else has a right to judge anybody else. But people should get what they deserve. Some people do. You know what I mean? So just got to remember not to, that stuff makes me sad, you know, hearing about that stuff. But you know what? It's been going on forever, and everybody acts like it's something new. It's not. It's not a new generation versus old generation. It's just the way it is. And it just only gets worse because they're literally trying to put everybody against each other. You see? So it's either them against us or us against us or all of us against each other. And in one way or another, you know, something's got to give. And it's not going to be this way. The arguments about that, about whether they deserve to die in that manner or not, because the ultimate answer is no. And we didn't have the right to do that. You know, as a person, you don't have the right to take somebody else's life. It's not your call. Okay. You know what I mean? So.
All right.
Anyway, stop judging each other, y'all. Mind your damn business. Stay in your own lane and have your own morals and live up to those. And stop worrying about other people's morals. How about that?
Okay. Well, thank you for popping up, Miss Crazy. Bro, you have any last words?
Oh, you know I do. Listen. At the back end of what she just said, see, like, it's too late to judge. No, whole countries have been colonized and taken from individuals based on how people judge them. See, when you're in the driver's seat or you're a part of the driver's seat culture, you can talk that way and say, well, you know, don't only the guy upstairs judge. Yeah, after you got everything you already stole from the world. Yes. See, we got to stop allowing people to say stuff without taking it to where they was actually taking it without wanting to go there. So you got to start calling people out on things that come out of their mouth. When, see, it, I can't go over to a lady's house that I assaulted and raped and say, I ain't hurt you that bad. Deal with it. See, that's basically what they're saying. That's basically what they're doing. And they said, no, get yours now. The person upstairs that we don't even know is up there or not. They say, let him judge you. And then you will get, nah. We got to stop allowing people to play with our mentality. I don't allow people to play with my mind. I fortified and edified my mind so it wouldn't be played with.
Okay. Whew. Well, y'all, this was a show. I knew we were going to get deep. I didn't know we were going to get this deep. But again, Bro and Crazy, thank you for popping up. And GP, you were here also. Thank you very much. I am going to end with a little bit of Albert Collins, who is a favorite of mine from Chicago. Used to see him perform on Saturday nights and dive, and it was definitely a dive, but the man could play the blues. He could definitely play the blues. So I'm going to leave y'all with which one did I choose? Albert Collins, I Ain't Drunk. So anyway, guys. Oh, and I will be back. Let me say this about Shorty. We were having fun with Shorty. Was that Friday night, Crazy? Was that Friday? Yeah. I had an open bar. And I was sending Shorty some messages on Discord. I do believe it was Sunday. And Thursday is going, hey, son, welcome. Thursday is going to be Shorty, and it is going to be called dang, Crazy. it is gonna be lick my back crabs. Lick my back crabs. So it's Lick My Back Crabs featuring Shorty. And if you guys don't, it was funny, but anyway.
Shorty's gonna mess you up for that.
No, she already knows. I already told her. So I told her that we can have fun with it, you know, whatever. But if I do open bar again on Friday night, I'm gonna do it an hour earlier. I'm gonna do it 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern. So I don't want to interrupt Fair Use's show. So I will, if I do it, I will be on an hour earlier.
Oh, yeah. They did want to thank you for that, by the way, because I did tell them that was what was going to happen anyway. So,
yeah. So, yes, because I don't want it to interrupt his show. But I enjoy open bar. I mean, it was funny. I mean, anything goes, whatever. But with Shorty and Crazy on Friday night, I'm going to use my favorite word. That shit was funny. So anyway, back to Albert Collins, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Every day, baby, when the sun go down, I get with my friends and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, man, you know I ain't high.
But you're so high.
Just take a little bit every now and then.
But you're so high.
Oh, man, you got be ashamed yourself. Oh, come on now. Now y'all be like that. Come home last night, all lush. Baby getting a fuss. I say, honey, hush. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Man, I ain't drunk. I done told y'all I ain't drunk, man. Why y'all do me like
so
that?
High.
Yeah, I just having fun, man.
But you're so high.
What? Oh, no, I'm not.
Stay drunk all the time.
Man, I don't know why y'all talk about me like that. Thank you too. Now let's have a little drink, just me and you. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Who me? I ain't high, man.
But you're so high.
Why y'all talk about me like that?
But you're so high.
You gotta mind your own business,
all the time.
You gotta watch yourself too. You understand what I'm saying? I wanna tip you, baby. Before I go, I'll be back tomorrow night and drink some more. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, no, you the one drunk. Look at your eyes, man.
But you're so high.
Don't you tell my lady now. Well, I ain't here
but so
4, 5, 6, 7.
Well, guys, that's it. And also just a little tidbit here. If you guys remember the movie Adventures in Babysitting, which is a movie that I still watch over and over because I think it's a good movie. But anyway, where they are in the club, that is Albert Collins. And that is actually the club that I used to go to back in the day to hear this man play. But if you guys remember that movie and they had to sing in order to, what did he say? No one leaves without singing the blues. That is Albert Collins. But anyway, not that you guys care, but I just thought I'd give that tidbit of information. I hope to see you guys tomorrow and enjoy your day or evening, wherever you are in the world. Bye.